One story left. We're going to break the theme. This is kind of a special night. So a couple of us are going to say some nice things about the next speaker.
No, what?
Shelby Mongan is someone I consider, maybe this is selfish, I think of Shelby as like a Nerdalog success story because she came to your stories on a whim. I don't even know why you first started coming to the show. You saw a flyer or something?
I think it was on Facebook. I genuinely can't remember.
Didn't know anybody in the group. Just started coming, really liked it, and shared a story. Started coming again and again to the point where Shelby became an integral part of what we do here, of this night. Shelby is leaving Chicago in a couple weeks. She's going to Ohio for graduate school, which is really exciting. We're all happy for her. But your stories is going to be a lot different without Shelby around. I know I'm going to miss her, and I know the rest of the group is going to miss her. So with that in mind, Chris Geiger wants to say a little something too.
Magic cards, huh?
Yeah!
Yeah, there we go. So as we've been working on Sayonara Alex Talavera recently to say goodbye to one of our own, I've had a lot of time to wax nostalgic about what this organization is and what we've been doing. And ultimately, all we've tried to do is bring people together and make them laugh. And hopefully, get them to open up to others and tell a story about their life or a book they read, I don't know, a movie they've watched, something like that, I don't know, whatever you tell monologues about nowadays. And in this spectrum of stuff we do, your stories originally always felt like a public service we were offering. And it was a while before it became a thing that it is. And in those times of darkness when Kevin and I were paying out of pocket for an event that we had like five people show up for, we really didn't know if your stories was going to continue. And Kevin and I would talk at length about its purpose and about what it needed to grow, about finding new people to come, because while we loved the five people who came every time, things do need to grow. So we thought about ending it, believe it or not. And I think we had just started asking Eric and Dwight to play music and eventually host, but in those days, at the same time, we had a show called The Dark Side, which kind of gives you an indication of where we were as an organization. We did not know what we were or what we were going to be. I mean, Claire, Steve, and Joe weren't even members yet. You know, Andrew, we didn't even know who that was.
Lies.
I don't even know who he is now. I mean, what dark times.
He really wasn't in the group, by the way. We do have a bit about that, but it's true. The group was much smaller.
And then one day, about almost 2 years ago, a girl came into your stories based off of an ad? I don't know. I don't know why. And she sat in the back of the room with her iPad, signed up for a story, and said nothing to anyone else, and then got up when it was her time and told an impassioned story about herself and what being a nerd meant to her. And she was shaking with nervousness and energy, and you could tell that this moment meant a lot to her. And for a moment, I fell in love with that girl. She reminded me in that moment of all the reasons why we got into this, of that first story we heard when your stories was titled Nerdalogs Off Book that made us decide to keep doing these events. And I fell in love with her passion, her guts, and her writing. And after that, your stories, I thanked her for coming and asked if she would come back. And she said she would, and Kevin and I excitedly talked about someone new coming to your stories. And true to her word, she came back, and came back, and continued to delight us as she shook less with nervousness and began to wryly own the stage as if she was always born to be there. She reminded us why we started this event in the first place, and because of her, and a couple other reasons, we remained. The iPad has stayed, but in the place of that nervous girl who didn't know anyone is an amazing woman, who we all know, who we all fell in love with, and who we all are deeply going to miss when she moves out to Ohio. Or Bro-Ohio, if you follow the Nerdalogs camp. Her name is Shelby Mongan, and she is your next speaker. And because she helped save your story so long ago, we finally felt it was time to repay the favor with the humblest of gestures we can offer. Shelby, you entered your stories by yourself, but you leave with a family. You are now an honorary member of the Nerdalogs. With all of the rights, well, with none of the rights and privileges there.
Most of us don't have rights, it's okay.
We need you to sign this for it to be official.
Please
come up and sign this.
And just read this to everybody and read it to everyone on the podcast as well. It says, in honor of years of support, stories, and friendship, the Nerdalog Sketch Comedy Group of Chicago, Illinois, hereby grant the title of Honorary Nerdalog henceforth and forever to Shelby Mongan, Sunday, this 21st day of July, 2013.
Cool.
So, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you go, you have a family here. My friend, Miss Shelby Mongan.
This completely changes the context of my story.
thank you guys for making me cry before I get up here.
You're welcome.
So I start out looking awesome. Okay, so this is, I know this is important, but I'm going to show it to everyone, because I'm sure. So, I've been thinking a lot lately about what makes us remember things, what makes things memorable. When I was about 6 years old, I have a really clear memory, and I don't have many memories from when I was a kid, but there was a kid who lived across the street. He was like a brother to me. His name was Jimmy. And I have this clear memory of us at the top of his stairs at his house, and I was screaming at him while holding Pokemon Monopoly. And I don't know why I was yelling at him, probably because I love him, but he's not the brightest bulb in the shed. And it might have been because he was playing the game wrong or something. But I remember throwing the game down and running out the stair, like out to my house. One advantage of not actually being related to him is that I lived across the street and I could escape when he got on my nerves. I don't remember why we argued, and I don't remember what happened when I went home, but that memory is very clear to me. And I've been thinking a lot about why things are memorable. And I have a lot of memories here at Nerdalogs. I remember this first time when I showed up on top of the fizz, not knowing anyone, and told a story about speed dating at Comic-Con, which is still to this day one of the weirdest things I've ever done. It's on a podcast if you want to check it out. And I remember the first time that I came back to a Nerdalogs event, when I came to a show and I was terrified because I was by myself. And I was considering running out the door. I was so anxious. Until Kevin Reeder remembered my name and said hello to me, which is a big gesture for me, remembering my name. And I remember coming back to stories. I remember telling stories that were terrifying to me, admitting things that weren't pretty, that weren't so flattering. I remember hearing some of my favorite stories for the first time. The first time I heard Maura talk about her story about smell, which to this day still shakes me to my core. First time I heard Bentley do his Noir monologue, which is back in the Fizz days, on the back when Dwight and Eric first started hosting. I remember Charlie's story about the fantasy football team and the fantasy your fantasy leagues, which to this day is still one of my favorites, because it was painfully honest and hilarious, and it had diagrams. Which is not conducive for a podcast, but I like it. I remember coming home from Nerdalog's events near panic attacks because I felt so inadequate. I felt too young. I felt too naive. I didn't feel like I was funny enough because the people around me were so incredible. I was so lucky to be around them. I remember the first time that I heard Christopher tell a story after we started dating and how proud I felt. I remember the pride that I felt at every Nerdalog sketch show after hearing every first-time storyteller, how excited I felt for them. I have a lot of really beautiful memories and a lot of wonderful friends. But in thinking about what makes things memorable, I realized why that question mattered to me. It didn't matter about these memories, because I have these. These are mine now. I have them in podcast form. I'm not going to forget about coming to Nerdalogs. What is at the core of it is my biggest fear, and that is being forgettable. It's being forgotten. I'm constantly worried that people are going to forget about me. And as I'm getting ready to leave a city that meant so much to me and leave a group that's meant so much to me, and I have all these beautiful memories, the greatest fear I have is that I'm not leaving any behind for anyone else, that I haven't done anything for anyone else. Apparently, I have a certificate saying that's not true. And I think what makes these moments memorable is the connection between people, and honesty and authenticity and realness. And so I hope now, about 3 weeks before I ship out to the middle of nowhere, oh, I'm gonna miss Chicago so much, that my attempts to be real and to be authentic and to be loving and attempts at being funny have maybe stuck a memory or two with one of you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for everything you've done. You guys have made the last year and a half, 2 years remarkable, and I couldn't have asked for anything better. So thank you guys so much.
Can you run my guitar? I always forget that Shelby's first show was Dwight and my first show, too.
That's so crazy, because that was my first show.
Was it really?
That's not a joke. No, yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, that was my first show. That was my first
That was pre-podcast. We didn't start recording this till November. That was like August 2011.
That was June 2011. That was the month after I graduated from
was
college.
Was it June? Okay. Yeah. That's insane.
That's so weird. We all just come together. It's all our first shows.
It was like destiny. No, Shelby, we're not going to forget you.